The Zamzos Garden Show is sponsored by Zamzos. The views, opinions, and advice offered by the show's hosts do not necessarily reflect those of KBOI or its parent company, Cumulus Media. KBOI makes no representations as to the accuracy of the information expressed and shall not be responsible or liable for any claims arising out of the use of or reliance upon any such information.
What kind of seeds are you sowing? Why is it so green where you're from? It must be Zamzos growing in your yard, garden, or barn. You've done it right, you see it. Got the help that you needed. Zamzos really makes you want to come home.
I'm coming home,
cause nobody knows like Zamzos.
News Talk 670 KBOI. It's the Nobody Knows Like Zamzos Garden Show on News Talk 670 KBOI. To be a part of the show, call now 1-800-529-KBOI or 336-3700. It's the Nobody Knows Like Zamzos Garden Show on the Big 670 KBOI.
Good morning, everyone. It is the Zamzos Garden Show. I am your host, Nolan Guthrie, and I want to thank you all for tuning in on this beautiful, beautiful Saturday. And I also want to thank Brad Huff for being in studio with us again. Brad, thanks for coming down, man.
Thanks for having me again. It was fun last time, so I figured we better do it again.
Yeah, no, it was great. Appreciate you coming in kind of last minute, taking a switch with us. We were going to have Matt Mastin from the brand new Lake Hazel store, which just opened up today. We didn't want to take him out of the store on their first opening day. So I appreciate you coming down and being with us. I think we're going to have Matt in next week.
Oh, perfect.
So that'll be exciting. But yeah, if you're in the Lake Hazel and 5 Mile area and you're out and about, take a moment and stop by the Lake Hazel store. Have you seen the new store?
Yeah, I have not been in there yet, but I definitely have to make it up there on my weekend and check it out.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Beautiful store. It looks amazing. Really easy to get in and out of, and they did a great job out there.
Perfect. And they got a great crew there, too. Yeah. That can help anybody.
Yeah, Matt's a nice guy. He's going to be on next week, I believe. And there's also, if you want to see it, Brad, if you want to see it and okay. Don't have time to take a drive out there,
okay.
There is a video on Facebook.
Really?
Zamzos Facebook page. We did a quick little video and did a little tour of the store kind of thing.
So nice. I'm going to check that out.
Yeah. So so that is really exciting. We're very excited to have Lake Hazel join the Zamzos family of stores. And we're going to have a big grand opening. We're planning that for about a later, I think it's around the first part of April. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be really great. But there's a lot going on today. A lot
there
of
is.
Stuff going on. Yeah. It's a beautiful day. March is, it sure looks like spring.
It feels like it too every once
yeah,
in a while.
Yeah, it's really nice today. So there's a lot of stuff we can get out and do in the garden today. And if you're in need, we're going to have stuff. I'm sure you guys are stocked up on everything and ready to go.
Yep, it's all set. So anybody can just come in, tell us what they need. We can have it in and out in a matter of minutes.
Yeah. So also today is our vaccination clinics. So if your dogs are in need of those, stop by. Eagle Store is having, your guys are going on right now.
Yes, ours is going on right now. We decided to go to an early one, so we're from 9 to noon.
Yeah.
And that's going to be 9 to noon every second Saturday of every month.
Right, and we have it at all the other stores. I think Cuna's the only other store that goes early, and then all the other stores, except for Franklin, I believe, are 1 to 4. So if you're in need of that, that's going on today. Just going to throw out a bunch of just kind of reminder things right now so I don't forget about them later, because that's inevitably what will happen. Next week is a seed starting class.
Correct.
And that'll be at all stores, so get ready for that. Should be a good time. Seeds are in stock.
Yes.
I know I've seen a lot of the equipment and everything coming in, all the trays and lights and seed starting stuff is in stock.
Yep. And a lot of powder is going out too. So
okay. Yeah. Fantastic. So lots of stuff we can get started. Also want to point out or just kind of throw out there, Boise Flower and Garden Show is coming up later this month. I believe it's in 2 weeks or so. And you guys, I think the coupons, the discount coupons are already in store. So
yes.
If you're out and about, don't forget to grab that when you visit Zamzo's. Those should be up at the tills and you can grab those. And I'm excited for the Flower and Garden Show. I didn't get to go last year, but this year they asked me to teach a couple of the seminars. So I'm going to be there on Friday morning teaching. I'm going to teach a class about or seminar about soils. Which sounds boring, but I try to make it a little more exciting. It's going to be great. And then I'm going to do one on Sunday about trees. So look forward to that. If you're at the Boise Flower and Garden Show those days, I'd love to meet you. Come in and say hi. Let me know that you heard me on the radio. And I like meeting people. I like getting to help people and talk to people about stuff. So I'll probably be at the show for a little bit too. So.
And that is the 23rd through the 25th.
Great. So, yeah, next couple weeks from now. Mm-hmm. I will be on the radio that Saturday, though. So I think Chris Owings from our Chinosaur is teaching a class, the seminar on Saturday. So, hey, if you want to be a part of the show, you can give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. I'd love to talk to you about anything that you have questions about that you might be wanting to do out in the lawn or the garden. It's a good day to get started on stuff if you haven't gotten started already. I am a perennial procrastinator. So I haven't done anything myself. I push things off as long as I can, and then I just get it all done at once.
At one time.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
That's kind of how I prefer to work it.
Work it. That way you don't run yourself down over a few weeks.
Exactly. Yeah. I just do it all in one day as much as I can, and then I go back to sitting around.
Perfect.
All right. So now, last time you were on the show, you were at State Street.
Correct.
And you got moved over to the Eagle store.
Correct.
Just a few weeks ago.
Yeah. The 19th was my first day there.
19th?
Yep.
Yeah. How do you like it over at Eagle?
Oh, love it. Love it. Great crew over there. That's where I started that.
That's right. Okay.
And Rick, the manager there, he's a great guy. Doing a lot of new and different things. Changing the vaccination clinic to the early one from 9 to 12. Great store and a lot of great people in the community there. So
yeah, you've had some people there for a while. I know Vinny and Brian have been there for a long time. They were there when I was the manager. I think actually I was one who hired Vinny. so it's been a while since I was at that store. But yeah, some great guys that have been there for a while. So. Very knowledgeable, very helpful.
Yep.
And very good crew over there. So, all right. So we're going to talk about some stuff for the lawn and the garden. I want to talk a little bit about some things we can start doing for our trees, some garden prep stuff. So if you want to be a part of the show and are interested in any of those topics or have any questions about those or just about anything else that's going on out in the lawn and garden, this weekend, you can give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. We will get your calls right in and answer them, and it'll be great because it's always funner talking to people than it is listening to me jabber on about things.
Well, you know, yes.
Yes, yes, it's very, very true. So let's see, what else do we want to talk about? Let's just throw out a couple more things that are going on in the stores this weekend. You guys have a sale on some wild bird stuff going on?
Correct, yes.
What's that sale? I don't remember what it was. I think it was buy a 40-pound, get a 20-pound for half off, which
correct.
Is a good deal. So that's a lot of bird seed. That'll get you going for a while. You guys have chicks in?
Yes, we do have chicks in.
What kind of chicks do you guys have?
We got the golden sex links. I do believe we still have some black sex links. And then we do have some older, I believe they are the Rhode Islands.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
If I remember right.
All right. So got a decent selection over there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, and all the stores are a little different on those. So it's a good idea to call ahead if you're planning on going to a store. If you're looking for a specific one, call a few stores, see what's in your area, what they might have. That way you don't run around looking for the one you need. So
exactly.
All right. We're going to go to a quick break, and we're going to come back with some garden talk. This is the Zamzo's Garden Show on KBOI.
The Zamzo's Garden Show will be back right here on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Hi, this is Jim Zamzo, and if you feed the wild birds or want to start feeding them, now through Monday, March 19th is a great time to visit Zamzo's. Because now through the 19th, when you buy any 35 or 40-pound bag of Zamzo's wild bird feed, you get a 20-pound or smaller size bag for half price. Choose from our most popular feeds, including Zamzo's Custom Blend, our famous Nose Sprout, Deluxe Bird Lovers Blend, or Dove and Quail Mix, just to name a few. Any way you go, you'll be getting the best wild bird feed you can buy. Custom blended for the birds that frequent the Treasure Valley. And since there's no waste, that makes Zamzo's wild bird feed the most economical one to feed, because the birds eat it all. And when you can get up to 20 pounds more for half price, that makes it an even better deal. So stock up now on the good stuff. Buy any 35 or 40-pound bag of Zamzo's wild bird feed and get up to 20 pounds more for half price. But only through March 19th at all 11 Zamzo's.
Nobody knows like Zamzo's.
Ontario Auto Ranch wants to put you in a new Subaru. If you're even thinking of a new car purchase in the next few months, you've got to put Subaru and Ontario Auto Ranch on your list. Subaru is America's fastest growing brand, and the Auto Ranch is the area's fastest growing dealership group. The great new lineup of Subarus can't be beat. From the iconic Subaru Outback to the sporty Crosstrek to the dependable Forester to the economical Impreza, we've got nearly 100 Subarus available at Ontario Auto Ranch, all at your guaranteed best price. And we'll pay more for your trade-in vehicle. We're the area's new Subaru alternative at Ontario Auto Ranch, just a short drive to Subaru Savings from anywhere in the valley. When you team up America's best brand, Subaru, with the legendary Auto Ranch customer service and guaranteed best prices, you're sure to be a winner. Come see why more and more people are making the drive to Ontario for their new Subaru. Ontario Auto Ranch Subaru, where we do business a better way. Come see us on 4th Avenue in Ontario or shop us online at OntarioAutoRanchSubaru.com.
I've been searching for a unique story or illustration that might help you see God for who He is and see yourself from His eyes. I thought about using a banana. That could be appealing. Or baking bread. I was worried that that wouldn't rise to the occasion. Or perhaps using an apple. But I'm afraid it couldn't get to the core truths. And I thought, how about peanuts? Maybe too nutty. And besides, who wants to talk about preacher's salary anyway? I thought about water. Probably too deep for most. Then it hit me. I'll tell you about the cross. Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says, God clearly demonstrates His love for us and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. At the cross and the resurrection, God shows how valuable you are to Him and how committed He is to you. I'm Kevin Skidmore. This is a Cross-Eyed Minute Uplift brought to you by the Boise Church of Christ. You can find more about us at BoiseChurch.org. That's BoiseChurch.org, Boise Church of Christ, where church is family, a place to start over.
There's a special kind of love.
Hi, this is Amanda with YMC Mechanical. YMC is known for its expertise in heating and cooling, but it might surprise you to find out that we specialize in plumbing projects too. So for all those dripping faucets, clogged drains, leaking toilets, or water heaters that aren't working, call YMC. We use licensed plumbers, which means the job gets done right the first time. Plus, we have 24/7 service and great financing options. And at your next appointment, be sure to ask your service technician to spin the prize wheel for a chance at instant savings. Call YMC for all your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs.
Drive new Dennis Dillon Mazdas for less with 2018 Mazda 3s now zero down $219 a month, or 2018 Mazda 6 sedans now only $16.9 or zero down $229 a month. And check out the 2018 all-wheel drive CX-5 Sport Utility now zero down $259 a month. It's all at Dennis Dillon Mazda, 9501 Fairview Avenue, Boise. All prices after all rebates and incentives plus tax, title, and dealer dock fee at $299. 36-month leases with zero down and zero security deposit. Offer expires 2/28/18. OAC.
When you hear Paul, Jay, and Chris in the morning,
sound like a reality show.
Well, a little bit.
You know, you're on 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back for part two of the Zamzo's Garden Show. I am your host, Nolan Guthrie, and with me today is Brad Huff of our Eagle location. Brad, thanks again for coming in, man.
You are very welcome.
If you want to be a part of the show, I want to get the phone number out there as many times as possible to make sure that you guys know you can give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. We would love to talk to you and answer any questions you might have with the lawn or the garden or pets or anything that's going on. We are here for you and would love to take your call. So, Brad, here's the question. Is spring here?
That is a good question, because it seems like it showed up a couple times.
Yeah, it seems like it shows up and then it snows.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So just before the show, I went and looked at the weather forecast, and it looks pretty good.
Except for
Saturday. Next week, they said a 30% chance of snow. I'm sure that'll change. I can't imagine it snows again.
I
know, right? But the first day of spring is March 20th. And I have seen it snow on that day, and it was a pretty wild one. So,
yep.
Who knows what will happen? It looks good. It looks like we're going to have some sunny days here coming up, and a lot of people wondering, you know, like, what can I do right now? I want to get fertilizer down. I want to get crabgrass preventer down. I want to do this. I want to do that. I mean, you know, it's tough because I want it, like, absolutely. You can do all those things right now.
Yeah, definitely.
I think there's some things we want to really consider. Whenever you start getting on that. And the biggest one for me is water.
Exactly. If you don't have your water turned on, it's not going to do any good because most of that stuff has to be watered in.
Yeah, it's going to need water to start activating and start doing anything.
Correct.
So you put it on now and you don't have water, you know, nothing's going to happen.
Right.
So it's a tough one. You know, sometimes, you know, it's nice to just get something done. And I understand that. I'm all about that. But I really like to wait until I can do it the best. Give it the best chance of being successful. So it looks like we might have some rain later next week. I think saving that fertilizing for that time, maybe it looks like maybe on Wednesday. So we want to watch that weather over the next week and see when it's going to come. But it looks like a pretty good chance of some rain this week. And I think getting something down like the day before that rain would be great.
Right, exactly. And hopefully it'll put down, you know, you'll have to look to see if it's like 30%. I really don't trust that 30%.
No.
It's got to be 50% or more.
Yeah. Well, it said rain 60% on like Wednesday. So that would be a good day.
That would be a good day, yep.
To put something down, you know, either Tuesday night or something, and then or Wednesday if you can get it down. You know, it's tough to say what will happen, but I would really prefer to wait until you can really get something down right before that. And you put it down the day before, that's totally fine.
Yes,
but we really want that rain. And the thing is, like with the fertilizer, like with the lawn food,
yep,
you know, you can put that down. If it doesn't get water for a day or so, that's totally fine. It's just not going to do anything yet,
right?
And it's going to be kind of slow anyway, just because it is still pretty early,
right?
The other big one that everybody's always very concerned about, and I completely understand it, is crabgrass preventer.
Yes.
Getting the crabgrass preventer down is, you know, one of those things you don't want to deal with crabgrass.
Right.
If you don't have to. And it prevents some other things as well. So getting that one down, that one definitely needs water.
Yeah, it does. And that would be probably something I put down first, you know, and wait on the fertilizer for another couple of weeks.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah, that's probably a good way to do it. You know, there's probably not really a wrong way to do either of those things.
No.
You know, as long as you get it down and you're doing it in a way that's safe for the lawn and everything else around you, then you're being in good shape. So, but look for that. If you're really itching, you want to get that lawn fertilizer down, I maybe hold off till about midweek, I think.
Yeah.
But there are some things that I think would be really great for doing today. I think spraying a dormant oil today would be a fantastic idea.
Yes, that would.
If you've got fruit trees, or, I mean, you can apply dormant oil on any tree, but fruit trees are probably the main one that you want to apply a dormant oil on. Today is a perfect day because the temperature is going to be warm enough, and you can apply that and have no issues because the dormant oil does need to be a certain temperature, and I think we're probably already above that. I didn't even see what temperature it was right now. It's probably, I'm sure it's over 40.
Oh, it's got to be. Oh, she's pointing up there.
Oh, yeah, 53. You're perfect. Thanks, Tara. You're a lifesaver. Or dormant oil saver. So, you're absolutely good to start applying some dormant oil to your trees. If you've already applied a dormant oil, some copper would be a good one to do today, as long as you haven't done it within so many days. I think there's like about a 7-day window from applying one to the other.
I think so, yeah.
So you got to give that a little bit of time. But definitely something to think about today. I think that's a great activity. There's no wind.
No.
Very calm, so it's a great day to spray something like that on the trees. And you're spraying up in the trees, you never want to spray on a windy day. Then the stuff just goes everywhere. And dormant oil is pretty benign, so it's not going to matter a ton. But, you know, you just don't want that stuff getting on plants you didn't expect it to.
Right.
Because you never know what will happen. So, if you're thinking about if you're wanting to get out there and do something, I think that would be a great one to do. Like I said, you can do it on other trees, but you know, if it gets too big, you know, it's just such a big job and it's not super necessary on a lot of things.
Right.
But the fruit trees will really benefit from something like that. So if you've had the coddling moth problems on your apples, you know, definitely
great time to put it down.
Yeah, yeah. Get that out there. Start spraying now. You'll be in much better shape and really put your trees at an advantage when they really start to pop and push buds. So definitely be thinking about that one. Hey, if you want to give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOY, we would love to talk to you. I'm sure everybody's out and about doing gardening stuff because it's just such a beautiful day outside.
So going along with that, it's kind of different, but doing your flower beds, your garden area, would you suggest people to rototill?
It's a good question. I mean, there's a certain things that you probably could, like in a flower bed, you know, it's, you know, it depends on what you have.
Right.
I probably wouldn't till. And actually, I want to get into, really dig into that subject in a little bit, probably in the next segment.
Okay.
About, you know, rototilling and kind of some of those things. Because you had some great questions about it. And I know it's something Jim is on Jim's mind. And it'll be something I'll talk about in the seminar I do at the Flower and Garden Show. But tilling is an interesting topic. And I want to spend an entire segment on that.
Oh, okay.
So let's really it's a good call, though. But I think, you know, now's a great time to start working it, taking out the hoe, or if you've got something like that, and just start working that soil. Cleaning up the beds would be a great thing to do right now.
Right.
You know, pulling the rake out and start cleaning out, pulling that stuff out, any of that debris would be good. I know that I've got a big locust tree in my front yard.
Oh.
And the leaves, you know, they've got those teeny little leaflets, and those things are just everywhere. It's like going to the beach. You know, and you always, like, you find sand in your stuff later.
Yep.
It's kind of the same deal, right? You just always end up finding more. they just keep showing up. And that's kind of what a locust tree is like if you don't have one. But they're beautiful trees, but something to think about. Keep that in mind. But, yeah, cleanup is a great one for today. You know, just getting it all cleaned up. And there's nothing better than having a nice, clean flower bed ready to plant.
Right.
I mean, that just is a different beauty in itself, in my opinion. So we've got a phone call from Dave in Middleton. So let's go to Dave. Dave, how's it going? How can we help you today?
Yes. I just missed that segment you were talking about there because I turned my radio off. But I, in my rock beds around my evergreen trees and around the outside of the yard, I've got weeds and grass really coming up already so thick that I've pulled it in the past, but it's so thick this year, and I've had back surgery. I don't think I'm going to be able to pull it. So is there anything I can spray that's effective in this cooler weather, spray it with or sprinkle on it to just kill it?
Yeah, so if you're dealing with grass specifically, you're going to need to wait for a bit. Grass is one, the stuff you use for grass is going to be something like our cleanup. I know there's another product we carry called like Grass Beater.
Yep.
And those are great chemicals to use for killing those weeds, but they do need to be a bit warmer before they're going to be effective. So if it gets warm enough, you know, when it's warming up here a little bit more, you could probably do it. Just remember, it's going to be very, very slow. You're probably not going to see anything happen for at least 10 days. If that, and you're probably going to have to do a follow-up spray. So I would probably wait for a bit to apply something like that.
So it starts getting up in the 70s or
like
70.
65 is probably the lowest I'd really apply any of those. Now, if you're dealing with other, like, broadleaf weeds, like your dandelions or clovers, those sorts of things, you can use our Ultra right now.
Yes.
Ultra is fine to use because it works at a lower temperature, and you'd be good to go with those.
Oh, okay. Well, I might use both then because I got some areas that's got some weeds coming up. And then the other areas, it's just the grass.
Yeah.
Quack grass or whatever you want to.
Yeah, sure. And you want to get those things under control as quickly as possible for sure. So, yeah, I'd wait for a little bit just to make sure that it has the most effectiveness when it's warm enough.
All right.
All right.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Dave. Appreciate it. Let's see. We got time to go ahead and talk to Keith in Eagle. Keith, how's it going? How can we help you today?
Hey, good. Happy Saturday.
Hey, yeah, you too.
And I'm sure most of the people took their hose out last night. It was Friday.
Yeah.
So, that being said, hey, how thick should copper tape be in a garden for slugs and snails?
Oh, it doesn't need to be super thick. I mean, a lot of people just use you probably wouldn't want like a speaker wire.
No.
But, just like a medium gauge copper wire is as big as it needs to be. It doesn't need to be a ton. And I know there are some things that we'll use. I think there's copper tapes that are like flatter and longer.
Yep.
And you can certainly use those. But I've talked to people that, like I said, just use a regular copper wire and have been effective.
All righty. Well, that was my main question for today.
Fantastic. Appreciate the call, Keith. All right. We're going to hit a break, and we'll be back in a little bit. If you want to be a part of the show, give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. This is the Zamzos Garden Show.
The Zamzos Garden Show will be back right here on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Hi, this is Jim Zamzow, inviting you to the 22nd Annual Boise Flower and Garden Show, March 23rd, 24th, and 25th at Boise Center. This is the biggest garden show in Idaho with everything you need to make your garden beautiful, including the latest in landscape design, garden art and decor, yard furniture, plants, greenhouses, and more. The lobby gardens are sure to be impressive this year with 5 pocket gardens, all with different themes. There'll be fun educational seminars, a bonsai exhibition, a judged flower show, and of course the popular Friday and Saturday night wine nights with live music. Zamzos will be there showing off our latest products, and our experts will be teaching seminars on growing tastier tomatoes and the secrets to growing success. Discount admission coupons are available now at all 11 Zamzos, so come get them. Then we'll see you Friday through Sunday, March 23rd through the 25th at the Boise Flower and Garden Show downtown at Boise Center.
Welcome to Conundrum Corner. For centuries, mankind's greatest philosophers have wrestled over many perplexing conundrums. And perhaps the most conundrum-y of them all is solving the puzzle of McHugh Sports' infamous annual winter clearance sale going on now at their Bogus Basin store. Unlike most sales, McHugh's winter clearance is a progressive sale. The sale begins with 30% off on Monday and Tuesday. But then, nearly every item in the store is cut to 40% off on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. But the dilemma intensifies. For if you're feeling lucky, you may decide to risk it all and wait until Saturday and Sunday when select merchandise is reduced to 50% off. Do you shop McHugh Sports now for the best selection, or do you wait for the greatest savings? I'll leave you to ponder that.
Check out McHugh Sports winter gear at the Highland Store on Bogus Basin Road, or the spring cleaning sale at McHugh Sports downtown on the corner of 9th and Jefferson.
Nate Chelman here for AMCO. 3 locations here in the Treasure Valley. 2 in Boise, on State, right by State and Veterans. Another location on Fairview, right by Fairview and Milwaukee, right by the Winco. And in Nampa, 705 12th Avenue Road in Nampa. Mark Munson, owner of AMCO, joining me here. Mark and his family have been involved in fixing cars here in the Treasure Valley since the 60s. Mark took over in 1988. You guys have people come to you expecting the worst when they come to you with transmission problems or when anything's going wrong with their car. How do you approach that with the customer?
Over the years, you know, I've realized that people come in with an idea in their head of what's going to happen when they come into our shop. And some of the time they're right, some of the times they're way off. So how do we bring those two things together? Reality, what needs to happen and what should happen and what's fair, and gain trust at the same time. Without trust, it's really not worth doing. You know, that's our name of the game, is to help people and to gain their trust.
That's AMCO, AAMCO, AMCO, transmissions, and a whole lot more.
Moving or downsizing can be hard work. Call Corbett Auctions and Corbett Models Real Estate. We work together to sell your home, whether with traditional listing process or auction, and sell your personal property. Simplify the moving process. Call today for a free quote to make your move easier. 26 years of experience in traditional real estate sales and conducting on-site, internet, and real estate auctions. CorbettAuctions.com, 208-888-9563. 888-9563. Sold, sold, sold.
Camping season is getting closer, and it's time to buy that new RV or boat you've been dreaming about. Stop by the Village at Meridian today and shop liquidation prices on the nation's top brands. Save thousands on motorhomes, travel trailers, toy haulers, fifth wheels, boats, and more. Now through March 11th, get the best possible pre-season deal. With payments starting as low as $97 a month, you'll find the perfect RV for any budget. The giant RV and boat liquidation from Brett's RV, happening now at the Village at Meridian.
Live from the Next Title Studio, this is News Talk 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back for part three of the Zamzos Garden Show. I am your host, Nolan Guthrie, and with me today is Brad Huff. And during the break, Brad, you made a great point, something I didn't think about when we were talking to Dave in Middleton about his, he was asking about applying something around in his flower beds, and you pointed out that I didn't catch this, but he had some trees around there, and you had a great caution for that.
I thought that he said something about trees in his rock area. Yeah. That are close by there, and I don't know how close they are, but if we're going to use something like a cleanup, we need to make sure it's not too close, because yeah, we will have some leaching yeah off that cleanup, and we don't want it to damage anything else that he doesn't want to kill.
Yeah, you want to be careful when applying. I mean, a lot of those things you can apply pretty closely to woody stuff, but you definitely have to take caution when you're doing that. It seems like when it's a little cooler, it's not as critical, but you definitely don't want to overapply.
Right.
And you definitely want to be careful. So, Dave, if you're listening, hopefully you are, just keep that in mind as you're applying. Don't get too close to your trees. So we have a phone call we're going to get to here in just a second. I want to make sure I get the phone number out for everybody that they, if they have a question and want to give us a call, you can do that at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOY. But right now, let's go to John in Nampa. John, how's it going? How can we help you today?
Oh, doing good. Hey, I just wanted to clear up something on the codling moss dormant oil.
Yeah.
Dormant oil has no effect on codling moss.
Well, you know, yeah, if there's overwintering bugs and tree pests on the tree, the dormant oil can certainly help. It's not the ends all for that solution. You're still going to need to spray later on in the year for a codling moth, and it's certainly something.
I'm not trying to put you on the spot or anything. Yeah. I didn't want folks out there, you know, later in the season having fruit, you know, damaged.
Absolutely.
Because
yeah,
you know, certainly it'll work on aphids, spider mites, things like that. But insects that damage the fruit, dormant oil has no effect.
Well, like I said, you're going to still want to apply something later on. But, you know, it's a good idea to start with something early, and you can certainly start helping them out. So appreciate the
sure
call there, John.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, you bet. Thanks.
Yep. All right, John in Nampa. Let's see. We've got another call from Roberta in Meridian. Roberta, how's it going? How can we help you?
Hi. Glad. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question. Does anybody have a reliable way to get rid of burdock besides digging up the deep roots that go down about a foot? I've tried 2,4-D mixed with Roundup, and I've had no success.
Yeah. So there's a few things I have I can recommend to you. Whenever you've got something that has a very deep tap root, there's a product that I like to use, and I'm gonna probably blank on the name. I think it's just called Cutvine and Stump Killer.
Yep.
But that's
that's
a really good one for anything that's very deep rooted. There's a few things about that is not always known. One, it is safe to use in lawns. It does not kill grass. So you can, and you can mix it up and spray. It's not going to be as effective as going down into the root as it would be if you use it a different way. And that would be if you were to, say, cut it off a little bit and then apply that with the brush that it comes with. Apply it to the top. And then that starts to go down and kill the root. It might not kill it all entirely with one application. But if you do that a couple of times, as you see it come up, you see it come back, cut it off again and reapply, and it'll start to really whittle that big hefty root down.
So leave some leaves on, but just cut off a few, and then right where it bridges the stump, then paint it there, you think?
You know, it depends on, you could do that. You know, think about it. It's going to move from where you apply into the plant, and it's only going to be able to move so far. So if you can sure. get it closer to the ground, it'll go further into the root and start okay. to kill the root. Does that make sense?
So I can cut off all the leaves and just right there at the ground put
yeah,
it off.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, as okay. long as you got that fresh cut that where that stump is or, you know, the where it's coming out of the ground, apply that
sure.
to it. And
yeah.
It works fantastic. It's a very good product.
So can you tell me a reliable source for it with DNV or Zamzos carry
Oh, yeah,
that?
We absolutely carry that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You got Bye-bye. It. Thanks for the call, Roberta. All right, we are full of phone calls today. We've got Mick in CUNA. Mick, how's it going? How can we help you today?
I'm well, thank you. How are you today?
I am great.
So I've got, on surface it sounds like a dumb question, but apparently I can't grasp a dumb answer. I read in a book about watering fruit trees, and it says that you need to give them so many inches of water. Well, my question is, okay, an inch of water in a square foot is only so much. An inch of water in 100 square feet is a bit more. How much area is that inch of water supposed to cover for a given plant?
Well, you know, that's a – I think – so I'm trying to think of a good way to go about this. So here's what I – there's there, – the inch of water – idea is kind of a hard one to grasp, right? Because what a, you know, an inch of water is a lot of water. I mean, if you're
right.
talking about your entire lawn, an inch of water over your entire lawn or your flower beds, that is a lot of water, and it's difficult to do.
Right.
So
right.
the here's I'll give you maybe the best thing to do is kind of tell you how I water my trees. And what I do is this really, you're talking about, is this like an orchard you have, or do you have like the trees kind of in?
I have a half a dozen little fruit trees.
Half a dozen little fruit trees. Okay.
Yeah.
And is
they're
it
spread
bare...
over about a, they're in a row. They're in two rows, about 40 feet long.
Okay.
And the trees are spaced about 12 feet apart.
Okay. And are you growing like sod underneath them?
I'm trying like heck not to grow anything underneath
okay.
them.
So you're trying
I'm
to
not
do okay.
poison down, but
gotcha.
I'm trying to. I've got it pretty heavily mulched with wood chips.
Okay, gotcha. So the thing about that inch is that it doesn't have to be at one time, right? So
right.
Do you do it – are you talking about – do you use, like, sprinklers or are you using, like, a drip system?
So I've got – yeah, I've got a – what I've got is I've got some soaker hoses run in a couple of circles in about a 2-foot diameter around the base of each tree. And typically what I do is I'll just turn that on and let it run for like several days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, but yeah, I, you know, the trees are still alive, so apparently they're getting
yeah.
enough water-ish. But, you know, then I hear them talking about X number of inches of water and I go, okay, I have no idea. You know, I know that, at a certain pressure, a dripper hose or a soaker hose will put
yeah.
out X number of gallons over a period of time. For
yeah.
a given length, but
yeah, those are.
I'm just
yeah.
kind of curious what they mean when they say inches of water. Are they talking around like if you imagine the drip line of the tree that size of diameter for an inch of water? Or
yeah,
or?
Yeah, yeah. Realistically, that's what you would be looking at is
okay.
the drip line because that's and you could actually go a little bit further out from the drip line because most
sure.
trees,
yeah.
The, yeah, the roots are going to go just a little bit out further. But most of the feeders are actually going to be in a little bit closer. But as a I guess, an encompassing idea, you want to try to get as much of it around there as you can, especially if those trees are growing.
Yeah.
know, they're going to and really pushing leaves. That's when they're going to be using the most. So,
right.
Yeah, it's kind of there's a lot of variables there. I mean, even the soil condition and those sorts of things can kind of play into that. So it's a tough
sure.
one to say for sure. What I you know what I think would be a really good thing to do would be to call the Middleton store and talk to Gary Yandel. He's the manager there, but he's
mm-hmm.
got a setup similar to yours. He's got a small orchard. He calls it small, but it's really like you know, he's got like two dozen trees or something. To me, that's not small. But he's a great resource for that. I'm hoping to have him on the show because that guy, he knows his stuff when it comes to those fruit trees. I think if you're looking at the drip zone, knowing what your GPH is on your drip zone, and then even putting a measure, say taking one of those hoses, putting something under it, and see how long it takes to fill that up with that dripper, and then space that out over a week or, whatever it is. So if it takes 3 hours to fill that 1-inch bowl up, that's, an hour three times. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you're going to have to adjust seasonally. Once it warms up, a lot of that's going to load to evaporation. The trees are going to be transpiring more, so you have to kind of adjust it that way. But
adjust to that, yeah. When it's super hot, whatnot.
Yeah. So there's a few things to kind of formulate there. Yeah. I guess would be maybe the right way to say it. It's going to change from place to place. But I think that'd probably be a good place to start. At least know how much is coming out at any one time or however long you're in the water.
And then the other thing I'm a little concerned about too is, like I say, I've got the soaker hose for like a 2-foot diameter on the base of the tree, but okay, so as the tree grows, I'm thinking maybe I need to make that soaker hose a larger diameter so that I'm not starving the roots and I'm trying to encourage the roots to travel further out from the base of the tree rather than just providing all the water right at the trunk.
Yeah, and that's where knowing your soil type is really going to have a large effect on that, because if it's a sandier soil, it's going to kind of drain faster. It's going to go down further. If it's going to be more of a clay, it's going to kind of spread out even more, so you wouldn't have to necessarily adjust for that. So
where I live, it's CUNA, so we've got some lava rock out there, and I've got a spot out there where I had a vole problem a couple of years ago,
right?
And I ran water into a vole hole that ran 24/7 for a week, and it never filled up.
Yeah,
and so it
never ending. Yeah.
It hit a fissure of some sort in the lava rock, and just I personally did my part to recharge the aquifer.
Very good. Very good. Yeah. So okay. Hopefully that helps. Like I said, if you have, I think, like I said, Gary at our Middleton store, very, very knowledgeable about that stuff. He'd probably be able
All righty.
To.
Hey, thank you for your help on that.
Yeah, you got it. Thanks for the call. We're going to go to a break and come back for one more segment here on the Zamzos Garden Show on KBOI.
The Zamzos Garden Show will be back right here on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Hi, this is Jim Zamzel, and hard to believe, but it's already the second week of March. And if you've not purchased your 2018 Zamzel's Lawn Program yet, it's time. In fact, the first day of spring is March 20th, and even if the weather turns cold for a day or two, there's still going to be some nice days in between where you can apply your first application of Zamzel's Lawn Food, let Mother Nature water it in, and have it ready to grow the moment the soil temperature warms up. Remember, with Zamzel's Lawn Program, you get 5 applications, which is everything you need for 2018. For one low price. Programs start at just $99.99 for a 2,500 square foot lawn, and we loan you a spreader to apply it with for free. Plus, when you sign up for our lawn program, you get an automatic 10% discount on any plants and lawn and garden items you buy at Zamzos for the rest of the year. So why not make this the year you move up to worry-free lawn care? Sign up now for Zamzos 2018 Lawn Care Program.
Nobody knows like Zamzos.
Once upon a time, Boise had a favorite local bar and restaurant, a wonderful place called Quinn's, where the food and drinks were amazing. Homestyle recipes, classic meals, and large portions, they made people happy and full. Fear not, this story has a happy ending. The old but new Quinn's is back, and even better. The glory days have been recreated with a return of the homestyle menu you always loved, yet with new interior and improved patios. There are daily lunch specials, TVs, sports, plentiful food and drinks, tons of fun and happy hour every day and all day on Friday. Plus, Taco Tuesday trivia and rockin' bingo on Wednesday night. So fun, fun, fun every day at Quinn's. Quinn's is closer to campus than downtown, so Boise State students and staff always get 20% off. And all weekend, everybody gets a free bottle of champagne with the purchase of 2 brunch entrees. Quinn's is back and even better on Vista across from Vista Village.
Get your sweet deal from Quinn's this Friday at KBOI.com. Buy a $50 gift certificate for only $25. Look for the sweet deals link at KBOI.com.
Nate Gelman here for Core Group Realty. You can find them online at getmorewithcore.com or you can give them a call, 477-1555. That's 477-1555. You've heard us talk about Tom Dahlman and the entire team at Core Group Realty. You've heard us rattle off success story after success story about how homes sell for over asking price. Tom's joining us. Tom, how do homes sell for over asking price?
Buyers who want the home. There's people that will pay the money that they want to get into a specific home. So, you know, that's one of those things where we have to kind of watch the marketplace and double check appraisals to make sure that if they're getting a loan that they can actually afford to get that house and that it'll appraise at that value. But there are people out there who are so dedicated to a specific property and fall so in love with the property that they will offer over asking price.
If you have a home to sell, call Tom Dahlman and the entire team at Core Group Realty, 477-1555. They'll guarantee to sell your home in 59 days or less, or they'll sell it for free. Don't forget, you can also find them online at getmorewithcore.com.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion and security of the Shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for nearly 70 years, Regions Blue Shield of Idaho will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. Regions Blue Shield of Idaho. Live fearless.
Hi, I'm Todd Good, owner of First Choice Collision Repair. Since 2002, our mission has been providing top quality work and unmatched customer service. We believe the sign of a great repair is no sign at all. We also offer a comfortable owner car free while yours is getting fixed. You just pay for gas. See us on Garrity Boulevard in Nampa and in Boise on South Pole across from Costco.
First Choice Collision Repair. First Choice is your best choice.
We are the home for the best in local talk. Call Jay, Chris, and Nate on News Talk 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back for part four of the Zamzos Garden Show. I am your host, Nolan Guthrie, and with me today has been Brad Huff of our Eagle Store. Brad, thank you so much for coming in, man. Appreciate
Thanks again
you.
For inviting me over again.
Yeah, so we had a lot of good calls today. We had actually one of the callers who called back, who had called earlier, Keith, an Eagle had called back with a little thing. When you're using that stump killer, think about the temperature. You know, right now it's cool. We're not really thinking about things being too hot. But as we get later into the year, when it does warm up, any of these chemicals or things that you're going to be using for killing the weeds or spraying insects or doing whatever, temperature becomes a big issue. So always a good caution. Just super excited.
Yeah, exactly.
Not remembering all those things. So thank you, Keith, for reminding us of that. It is something that you always want to keep in mind as we, especially as we warm up when you're doing those sorts of things. So, all right. We probably can get maybe another call in if you want to give us a call. Or if you have a question that you're dying to get in, give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. So I want to talk a little bit about garden prep while we got some time here. And you had asked about tilling the garden. And it's something that has been it's an idea I've been kind of had in the back of my mind for a number of years now. It's something that I didn't think about a lot, but it was something that was talked a lot about when I was in school, and that was doing a no-till garden. And it's something that I know is on Jim's mind a lot lately. Dan Meyer, he works at our Overland store and also has his own co-op farm. He is a big advocate for no-till farming as well, and it's a really interesting concept. And I think I mentioned it will be something I'll talk about in the seminar that I do on at the Flower and Garden Show. But it's there's a handful of things that go into it. One, composting the garden is a big deal.
Right.
It's something that we need to really get back to because adding more organic matter to the soil is going to make things a lot better for our vegetables and for us and for the soil that we're working with. So you really want to make sure that you are adding some sort of organic matter every year. It doesn't have to be a ton every year, but you want to get something
out there. Yep.
Now, a lot of times the kind of general convention has been you put that down and then you till it in really deep.
Mm-hmm.
And what they've been finding over the years is that when you till really deep, you pull all that soil up and you expose all the microfauna that's in the soil
right.
to the UV, to the sunlight. It changes. They have, you know, they're very small little things, and slight differences in their temperature really affect them. And what it happens is it kills off all those microorganisms, or a lot of them at least.
Oh, wow.
And then they have to repopulate that area. And when you're trying to do something organic, or you're using a natural garden
mm-hmm.
and you're wanting to kind of go down that route, you really want to protect those organisms.
Right. They're, so that's why you don't want to do a deep roadkill on it.
Exactly. Oh, because okay. if you kill all that stuff off, it takes them a long time. And those microorganisms or that microfauna, those are the things that break down the organic material, break down the natural fertilizers, and turn it into something the plants can use.
Okay.
And so if you're doing this, if you're tilling the soil and you're exposing all that, you're killing off this stuff, now it takes longer for those fertilizers and those things to break down and work.
Right.
And you won't see as much growth and as much productivity
right.
because there's just you're missing that component. And so what happens is a lot of people, to get more effect, they start using chemical-based fertilizers,
mm.
which also kill off a lot of those microorganisms. And you kind of create a dependency on that.
On that,
so,
right.
something to think about this year it's something we'll talk more about as we go into the season here as well. But we've got a phone call, and I want to get to that before we got time. We got just a few minutes there, Dick. How is it going? How can I help you?
Yeah, what's a good systemic for aphids on lilac bushes?
For lilac bushes. When you're dealing with aphids, the best thing is probably the tree and shrub systemic insecticide. It's just a one application. Lilacs are considered, you know, they can be big as trees, but they're still kind of a shrub. So you want to probably apply it a couple times a year. But it's just a liquid you mix up with water. Pour it around the base of the tree. It takes some time. It gets up in there, and it prevents it. Now, it won't do anything for lilac borers, which is a problem. And there's a different product you're going to use for that. That would be... it's a systemic spray or something like our Z1. So if you're just dealing with aphids, tree and shrub is a fantastic one to use.
When do you put that down?
I would do that after they've bloomed.
Oh, after they bloom.
Yeah.
And what about aphids in river birch?
You could use the same thing.
Yep.
Tree and shrub would be a great one for that. And, yeah, I mean, really, once the soil's warmed up, I mean, today would probably be a good day for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we usually tell people to put it down in the fall also because that way it will travel up the tree.
Right. Yeah, it takes some time.
Yeah, through the wintertime. And so when that next spring, it already has it all the way through it.
Yeah.
So it's too late now for the river birch?
No, you can definitely do it now. I would get it down as soon as you can.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's called what?
It's just called tree and shrub systemic insecticide.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you got it. Thanks for the call. All right, we are about out of time, so we are going to wrap it up. We got 1 minute, so we're going to fill in the time here. Brad,
perfect.
Thank you so much for being here with me, man. I appreciate you coming on. You've got a history in radio broadcasting, so it's kind of nice.
Yeah, it's fun to come back, and it's great to come hang out with you and talk about all this stuff. So.
A lot of fun. Lots of stuff going on over the next few weeks. Spring is coming.
Yes.
I'm excited. I'm really excited for this year. A lot of stuff going on.
Yep,
so.
And don't forget to check out the new store.
Lake Hazel.
Also Eagle. Come over and see us at Eagle. We'll get you all set up.
You got it. All right. We are going to call it, and I'll talk to you guys next week.